Okay, everybody, here's what you've been waiting for. It's time for the incredible Mr. Everything, Bob Ryan. Yes, the Bob Ryan Report is on the air here for WROR. We have so much to cover this morning, but we're going to really only cover two subjects. Number one, baseball, and number two, football. So good morning, Mr. Ryan, and how are you doing this morning?
How about them sucks?
Yeah, I know.
Unbelievable.
I know. Amazing. Okay, let's. You want to start with the feel-good story for the Sox?
Yeah, I think we should start with that because that's the kind of thing that you're going to remember at the end of the season when tugboats are being rolled out in early November.
Bob Ryan, that is very bold and jinxy of you.
He's going there. He's going there, everybody.
But I like a statement.
I'm on a baseball sugar high this morning, and I don't want to be held responsible for anything I say.
I understand.
At 7:25, it's kind of like a sugar high.
In November, this is going to be right up front with the nights, the days we're going to remember. The incredible comeback September in Atlanta, capped by Brandon Phillips' first hit as a Red Sox on his first day in uniform after spending the whole summer in bucolic Pawtucket. Mm-hmm. And it was just fantastic. So that's, yes, we start with that. And then capped off the cherry on the sundae, that team from the Bronx lost last night. So the lead is exactly where it was when they left town over a month ago. How about that?
All right, Bob, so E-Rod comes back. He looks good. David Price is going to pitch tomorrow night. You know, yeah. Chris Sale looks like they'll put him off as long as they can to let him rest. What's your biggest concern for this team?
Oh, it's about the pitching in general terms, Hank. No question. It's a overall thing about the pitching. To get it lined up, to get Sale healthy and ready to go. Because the fact is that Chris Sale has not had does not have a good postseason history because he has punked out the second half of seasons. They're doing everything they can to get him ready for October. David Price, likewise, has not had a good record as a starting pitcher in the postseason. He has been as good a pitcher as there has been in the league since the All-Star game. So we need him back. And then generally people have been talking all year about the bullpen and getting it straightened out. And I got to say a word about Ryan Brazier. No one knew who he was. Literally, I was talking to my friend Peter Abraham of the Globe about him yesterday, emailing with him, and he said there was a spring training game when Brazier came in, and one of the coaches said, "Who's that?" He not only was exiled to Japan, he was in the Japan minor league.
Wow.
And that's how far Ryan Brazier's come. Anyway, I feel good about the whole situation. You have to feel good about it.
Okay, now, Bob, Brian and I were talking earlier this morning, and we decided we're not worried about – we got 21 games to go in the regular season. We're not worried about the regular season now. We're feeling very confident. What is our main concern? Who do we need to fear the most in the postseason?
I think the Houston Astros, because they could line up with the best combination of pitching and hitting. They got a guy named Alex Bregman, the shortstop, who's going crazy right now, sitting like 450 the last 3 weeks. And I mean literally. And their pitching, they could trot out a very formidable bunch of pitchers, starting with Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole and Charlie Morton and Lance McCullers and blah, 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 blah. Their bullpen's a little suspect, but boy, their starting pitching's really good. I think you have to respect them the most. I'll tell you a dark horse I would never dismiss, and that's Cleveland. They have great arms. We know they have a great manager in Tito Francona. They have Lindor is a wonderful player at shortstop. I would never take them. I take them all seriously. Oakland, who, by the way, thank you very much. Beat the Yankees last night.
Yep, thank you.
You know, you wouldn't want to. They have a lot going for them. The Yankees, of course, got that lineup. So it's no, there's no, anybody they play would be worrisome. But most of all, I would say Houston.
Okay. All right. Hey, Bob, did you check out Tom versus Time on Facebook?
I haven't
yesterday?
Watched a second of Tom versus Time. All I want to do is watch Tom play football.
See, that's the least thing I want to do. I want to watch him on a yacht.
Look, all he's trying to do is set up his afterlife, TB12. He's got his whole post. He's going to be the Tony Robbins of 2032 in his mind, and that's what he wants. And I'm not remotely interested, and I just want to watch him play football.
Okay, now speaking of football, the question I have is, this is so confusing, because the kickoff of the season is tonight.
Yes.
And it's going to be NBC Sunday Night Football on Thursday night. So do they use this theme, the one we have right now?
And it feels like a Wednesday.
Or do they use this theme? Here comes the new...
This can't be that.
This would be the theme that they could use. Or do they just say screw it all and go back to the original Bob Ryan thing. What are they going to do tonight? Who's going to win this game, and does anybody care?
Well, I mean, it's a big game. The Eagles are the defending champions. I think Atlanta, who are, you know, once removed from being in the Super Bowl, we do remember that, are going to have a good year. It's an appropriate kickoff for the season. The eyes are going to be in the Eagles primarily because of the quarterback situation. Nick Foles has won his job back in default because Carson Wentz isn't ready to go back yet. But when Wentz is healthy, that'll be an interesting call for the coach, Doug Peterson. But once the only thing you have to remember, repeating is very, very difficult in this league. And it's funny, the money in Vegas is not on the Eagles. I think that's the reason. Just because, not that they aren't going to be good, but repeating is real hard. But so we're up and running. We have a real good opener. I'll tell you, I'm a little concerned about it. I'm really curious about how the defense will hold up against Deshaun Watson. He's a very talented quarterback, mm-hmm. and with mobility, the kind of quarterback that really has historically given the Patriots a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I like Bill O'Brien too.
He's a good man. Yeah, he is, and you know, he's out of the Coach Belichick coaching tree, but he's a good guy, and I wish him well in Houston, except on Sunday.
I actually ran into him at the Celtics game 7.
Really?
Versus Cleveland. Yeah, he was there.
No, he's
son.
A good man. They're good, and you know, we and Watson's really good, and so I think that's a nice test. It's not the hardest opener you could have, but it's a real good test. We're going to know a lot more by Sunday night about this team than we know now. And
who's going to catch the ball?
Who's going to catch the ball? You know, well, it's got to be somebody among Chris Hogan and Cordarrelle Patterson and Philip Dorsett. And, of course, it's our boy, number 87, who's super satisfied with his contract. Yeah, wink, wink. That's Rob Gronkowski.
Okay, very good. I think, I really hate to put you on the spot here.
Yeah.
Give us your summation of the season at the end. What's our record going to be?
It's going to be a different year. 11-5, 12-4 for Lucky. It'll be enough to win the division because the division still is, as my friend Mr. Shaughnessy says, is nothing but a bunch of tomato cans. And as Larry Bird once said at the 1986 the first 3-point shooting contest before it started, which one of you guys is finishing second?
I got you. Okay. Okay. Do you have any shameless plugs?
The Bob Ryan podcast. That'll be back in action. By the way, I'll give you. You can surf your calendar on September 28th. But the Sports Reporters podcast with Mitch Albom and Mike Lupica will be back in action tomorrow morning.
Gotcha. There's your Bob Ryan report this morning. Thank you so much, and have yourself a fabulous day.
Bye-bye.
There you go.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.